Please stand by. We're about to begin. Good day, everyone, and welcome to the IBM Tivoli Talk Show Me the Money Business Value Analyst Tool conference call. Today's conference is being recorded. At this time, I'd like to turn the call over to Mr. Tim Evers. Please go ahead, sir.
Thanks, Robbie. Good day, everyone. Thank you again for joining today's Tivoli Talk. Today, we're going to be discussing the Business Value Analyst Tool developed by Alinion, a third-party vendor. On the call, I have with me one of IBM's gurus on this tool, Mr. John Eller. He is an ROI business consultant for America's Group. He has done more than 300 individual business assessments using the Alinion tool, and he really has a lot of subject matter expertise and practical experience with this tool. So right now, I'm going to turn it over to John so he can get us rolling. Thank you.
Thanks, Tim. This is John Eller with IBM, and like Tim said, my role within the America's Group is to help the storage sellers help the client better understand the bottom line value of a proposed IBM storage solution. And a little background before we dive right into the presentation, and I'm on chart one, which is, by the way, the individual that's on the cover there is Thomas Watson, Jr., the son of the founder of IBM. So that's where you should be right now on the chart deck. So I've been with IBM since 79, and since that time frame, it seems that one thing that's fairly clear with a client or a customer that, you know, somewhere along the sales process or their evaluation process, that they have to better understand the bottom line impact of what they're considering. And for those of you who've been in sales or been with IBM for a number of years, or you pretty much know that it comes down to, yeah, you have to do the total cost for a client typically, but wouldn't it be nice to be able to help the client, regardless of where you are in the sales cycle, is show them a tool or an asset that's available to them at no charge that can help them better understand the bottom line value of the solution that you're proposing. So this tool or asset or whatever you want to call it, we acquired from a third-party company, which I will share with you in a further chart, and we pay a licensing fee. And like I tell Tim and all the other IBMers and Tivoli people and the sellers around the world, that a tool is a tool is a tool, and typically what I like to do is shrug it off a little, but then go into why this tool is a little more unique and different. So I'm going to share with you over the next 30 minutes the basics of this asset, this ROI tool that's available to you at no charge as a seller and as a business partner of IBM to be able to provide it to the client, bottom line metrics of your overall solution. So if you'll stay with me on this, one of the first things on chart one is I like sharing with T.J. Watson, Jr., who I had the opportunity to meet before he passed away, as he always encouraged people to take some risk and take some chance. So if you're a seller out there that's, you know, comfortable with technical sales and maybe not so comfortable with financial selling, you know, take a chance at the end of this. Get a hold of me or Tim and find out how you can take advantage of this asset in your own selling cycle with the client, because the sooner you introduce it to your client up front in the sales cycle, you'll set the bar, and you'll be, even though you're not a financial expert, we have a tremendous amount of resources to help you up front in getting through this so that your client says, whoa, we need to stop and take a hard look at this. So if you'll go to the next chart, from a from your own challenges in the market, storage is used as a commodity. I can buy it cheaper. You know, let's take a look at IBM storage, both hardware and software solutions versus brand B, C, and D, and who can sell me the cheapest. You know, I want to see a higher discount. All those kinds of things that we face, and I know they're real, they're out there, but what I'm suggesting here is with the power of this asset, this tool is what it will do for you is if you take the time and build this out with your solution customized to your client's storage environment and customized to a few other unique factors, what the client then starts to focus on is instead of deeper discounts, is the bottom line value. So the tool that you're going to see introduced to you here, we're not going to get into the model. We're not going to be able to open it up and do any type of examples, but I'm going to share enough with you so that you're intrigued. And all I'm going to ask for you is to challenge me by either emailing me or calling me and saying, John, tell me more. How do I leverage this? So what this tool will do is on this chart is these sales challenges, it's going to make it a lot easier for you to overcome these challenges and get the playing court more on your side. If you go down to the, and by the way, the photo there was, you know, for fun, is in Bogota, Colombia, and that's me. And I had some fun with the guards there, and they had some fun with me. So be careful for what you ask for when you're in Bogota. Page 2, the next slide 3, I'm sorry, is financial selling. And I get a kick out of this because I've been with IBM since 79. I came with a financial background. Doesn't really give me that much more of a leverage or a one-up on my colleagues or anything, but I do know that clients like it when the partner, vendor partner, can help them with a tool or a process to help them better understand the value that this proposed IT project will do for them. And a lot of times the IT folks, for example, even the largest of companies out there, the most sophisticated companies out there, they may have their own tools for bottom-lining IT investments, but they're looking for help, regardless of the size of the company, for help on quantifying those values. So if you're not doing it, if you're not suggesting, hey, in the sales cycle, IBM has got a tremendous resource and a tremendous asset to help you bottom line that, then you're doing yourself an injustice because the competition probably will be doing the same thing. This will increase your success tremendously. As Tim said, I've done probably 300 of these business value assessments. They're fast, they're quick, they're not that complicated, and truthfully, the few of you who are on this call today, what I've seen is a few that will go out there, download the tool, which is available to partners and IBMers. They'll find that with a little effort, a little work, and some training from us, that this thing can be pretty much easily put together so that you can start building business value assessments for your prospects. If you go to the next chart, chart 4, once again, a former executive that headed up Tivoli, Wally Casey, who is a strong believer in what this could do for us in helping grow sales. So this business value analyst tool from Alinion, and you'll see where the site is that we acquired and we licensed, can help you in terms of, you know, moving your deal, either creating opportunity, growing the size of your deal, or accelerating your opportunity to a sooner close, and eliminating the competition. If you go to the next chart, chart 5, I wanted to share with you this. Are we still there? Good. I wanted to share with you one of the credibility things about this tool, the ROI asset that we acquired from Alinion. An independent study was done by Ernst & Young some time ago in 2003, and it said for a customer to really, you know, consider some sort of a tool or an asset, that it has to be, you know, come with references, who else has done this in the among their industry colleagues. Is it done by a third party? So, for example, what I like about this ROI asset and tool, it's not John Eller's spreadsheet or Tim Evers' spreadsheet that he created, or somebody on this phone came up with a spreadsheet and it took off like wildfire. It was developed by two former Gartner ROI TCO experts. They'd spent 12 to 15 years with Gartner in the ROI and TCO arena, and they had the credibility, and they went out and built this company that provides the tool to IBM nearly 7-8 years ago. So this is the criteria. What I've found personally is when I share this credibility up front of the company that's behind this third-party tool, the client really then gets beyond that and says, okay, I understand where it came from, not some IBMer. And then they start to focus on the actual output of the tool. So if you go down to the next slide, slide 6, what I like about this business value analyst tool that's available to, again, to the partners and to us, created by Alinion, is it's customized with to the client's storage environment through a series of questionnaires. And so the client can complete the questionnaire. You add the inputs into the model. It's customized with the IBM storage product solutions, software, services, hardware, all the software, TPC, TSM, SDC, all the storage-related products, they've all been enabled with the, their features and capabilities, and their bottom-line benefits have been built into the tool so that all you have to do is select it in a menu. The customer is considering SDC and TPC, so I select that, and the model creates where the benefits are generated within that company, from both revenue impacting to an expense impacting to an asset management. Another credibility factor, folks, is what you don't know about the client. What I like about the tool is, as Tim and others who have worked with me over the last 3 years, I can get a call from an IBM team, and they can say, the client is American Express. John, I don't have a lot of knowledge and detail on their storage environment, and so I can't get that questionnaire filled out. So what you can do is you can take some generic information off of the internet on your client. You can put it into the model, like revenue, the industry they compete in, the number of employees, and the model goes out and searches an IDC, International Data Corp database of about 4,000 companies worldwide for the storage environment within those companies and what it takes to be successful. So you have, you know, like best practices, best numbers. So the model can be built with industry averages. So now you can add your costs of your hardware, software, services. You can build it on industry averages, and within an hour you can crank out a 21-page report showing bottom-line metrics. And then the client, you can do a 20-minute introduction to the client, sharing the credibility behind the model, the tool, where it came from. It's not an IBM spreadsheet. It was developed by two former Gartner experts in TCO and ROI. It's been validated by IDC. We paid IDC to validate the creation of the benefits. And those benefits that have created in this model for storage products, let me just share with you how it's done. The Alinion business analysts sit down in a room with each product evangelist and product developer and says, tell me about SVC and prove it. Will you tell me that it can do this and do that? So then they negotiate throughout the course of the day of, oh, I see. So it will basically, through better data reclamation, through avoiding downtime, through employee productivity improvement. So they build this all into the model, so all you have to do is select what solution you're recommending from IBM. If you'll come down to the next slide, 7, the credibility of this tool, and again, folks, I know there's not a lot of you out there, is I tell every IBMer and business partners, you don't have to be an expert. In fact, the better it I've found in the 300 or so that I've done, I've been with some pretty tough clients where they have not had a favorable opinion of IBM. And I've walked into a room of 12 or 15, and I thought I was the enemy. And, you know, they were going to basically, I thought, crucify me. But they, when I shared with them, hey, look, a tool is a tool is a tool. But what I like about this business value tool was it was created by two former Gartner guys, and I'm doing a little spaced repetition here, guys, because I want you to know. Two former Gartner guys, ROI experts, TCO experts, it's not our we license it, and we refresh it as products are enhanced, as we acquire new companies and bring them into the Tivoli storage fold. So this has then been validated by International Data Corporation, and we have a number of proven successful stories of where of references where clients have utilized the ROI tool to help them make better, more informed business decisions. If you come down to the next slide, slide 8, what the tool will do is, and what I find personally is it does the customized reports, and you'll see a sample or two of it, but it's maybe at first a little intimidating because it creates a 25, 35, 65-page document. And you'll find that with a little practice, you'll be able to take a client through a 30-page document in less than 17 minutes, pointing to the key metrics. And the client, at that stage, all they want to know is, you know, can it show, like, return on investment? Can it show payback? Can it show cash flow? And, yes, it does. And it does it in such a way that big companies like J.P. Morgan Chase that have millions of dollars of tools, they thought it was the best thing they'd ever seen. Visa, MasterCard, Internal Revenue Service, FBI, companies in Latin America. I've seen the lights go off. I've been in Peru where, you know, cost of labor is cheap. Even Peru, I mean, the folks there within the largest insurance company, they heard my presentation, and within 30 minutes they had the room full of other people. So it's a great way, if you use it for anything, it creates interest and intrigue. If you go down to the next slide, slide 9, this is what I like to kind of my own visual of what this asset, this tool can do. There's a lot of ways that and resources that we have. And Tim Evers, who's on this call, he is our worldwide storage seller resource, if I like to call it, executive. And he will find whatever you need to help improve your productivity. But with this particular ROI asset tool, you can build a vision of the opportunity for your client way before you get far into the sell cycle. And by doing that, so if you look at chart 9, it shows, you know, in the beginning we notice an opportunity, we meet with a prospect, and the beauty of this is don't wait until the end to build the financial analysis. Start early. And what you do is by creating that vision, and this is hard for a lot of IBMers to understand, but very quickly you could give me, whoever's on this call, you could send me an email and say, hey, John, this is the account. And I cover America's Group, but I'm a longtime loyal IBMer, and I'll find you the right resources. We have John Ellers around the world that do the same thing. But I'll quickly build a vision, kind of the model home of the IBM storage solution for that client using industry data. So I don't need a lot of detail on their storage environment. The industry data will come back and say, you know, utilization is this, and growth, average growth is this, and they should have this many people in these functional areas within storage. So I like to think this chart, I kind of hang on it, is because I've been doing this for a number of years, and there are a number of IBMers that wait to do this to the end of the sell cycle. Introduce it up front. And what you'll find is the client, if you show them a kind of a generic one, and keep that out in front of them at all times. Then you tighten it up as you get closer into the sell cycle and you start to get more of the T's and C's and what pain and what you're trying to do. So I really firmly believe that if you use this in the sell cycle, it'll accelerate opportunity, it'll grow your deals, because once you build one of these, you can add, hey, have you thought about this solution to resolve this area of the storage business? And you can add that into the model. If you go down to the next chart, chart 10, this is another view of that previous one, but again, I think the ROI process, you just sort of, it just flows from left to right. And as a rep, do not be intimidated. There's my best success is when I don't know something, all I do is I just bring it to the client and say, all I know is this is the greatest thing since the hula hoop. And several hundred thousands of other clients are leveraging it from small to medium to large. And I'm excited. I got off a phone call, worldwide call with this guy, and he shared this asset that's available to you at no charge. And I'd really like to introduce it to you up front just to get an idea, because Bob or Mary, you told me that the steps of evaluation for this new project are this, and one of the things that you need to do is a bottom line assessment of the overall return on investment. So I'm excited to be able to say that we can do this for you, and we do it for you at no charge and yada yada. So come down with me on next slide 11. This is my analogy, is typically over the last 3 years, and it's hard for some people to understand this, but it's kind of like I build a straw ROI straw an example using industry data with some sample costs of a storage solution, and I build this thing out using the ROI tool for Millennium, and I create that 22-page report. I put your client's logo on the front, and I ask you guys to schedule me a call for 22 and a half minutes and get me the right person on that call. And what I do is I tell them, the client, right up front, it's kind of like this. First, I build the credibility and the validity of this tool from the two former Gartner guys. And then I tell them that what you're about to see is a sample output that I created very quickly using industry averages. So then I use this analogy that I say that we're all going to lunch and we're going to go to the best department store in your state or your city or your country, and the client's going to put on a suit, and the suit looks really great on him or her, and we all compliment them, but we know that the suit has to be tailored. That's what happens now. At the end of this 22-minute call, they will have seen this sample report with the industry data on this client, and then 99 out of 100 times at the end of 17 minutes, that client says, how do I get this customized to my environment? So they start to say, I want what you've got. And we say simply this, the client team's going to send you a questionnaire. I want you to take your best shot, fill it out. Don't send it off to another department. Fill it back, send it back to us. We'll redo the model. We'll send out version 2, and then we'll have a conference call, and we'll talk about it. And that's like tailoring that suit. Now we've got the pants short. We've got the pants taken in. And the client says, this is great, but we found out that this is this, and here's some more information. So we add that into the model. In that process, for example, with Time Warner on the East Coast, I never met with the client. We did 3 conference calls, and I was able to model 4 projects over 5 years, working with the client to their satisfaction. By Friday, we had a PowerPoint executive presentation, and they were ready to go. So if you come with me to the next slide, 12, you know, what I think is absolutely important, and there are many that get this, and there are a few that don't, is it's not important to be precise and exact when you introduce this as far as the numbers. What's important is that you share the validity, the credibility of how we acquired this, how it's being used, how it's being accepted, how our clients are leveraging it to their advantage. I can't tell you the number of clients that have basically been so excited about the ability now to see the bottom line impact and model. So, but it's through this collaborative process. So instead of us in the past taking a form and filling it out internally and trying to get it all exact without ever introducing this to the client and then finally presenting the results, then you get hit with, well, that's not exactly our environment. That's not right. So really that first call is to establish credibility, get the client committed to working with you, with the business value consultant in your country or group. If it's me, we can get you the right person. And then saying, let's start. And that's, I'm telling you, once they say, and 99 out of 100 say, let's go, you build that first straw ROI, you know, they get excited. And then they start to say, well, let's assign Carol and Mary and Bob and Jim to work with IBM so we can get more data. So then you start to fine-tune that suit. Okay, let's go into the next slide, slide 14. You know, the benefits have already been created for you through that series of business analysts meeting with the IBM product developers and evangelists and proving it with proof points and benchmark data and client success stories. So the model kicks out. You pick the solution from IBM Tivoli Storage, and it does all the arithmetic, all the calculation, and even provides in the appendix how it's calculated. So part of what I reveal, there's nothing behind the curtain that there's hidden. In fact, I like to open the kimonos to the client to let them see how storage purchase avoidance of hardware in the future because of SVC and TPC is calculated. And when you do that, you build credibility. So the model has many areas of benefits that it creates. Depending on the solution, it has both direct and indirect, and that's just tangible versus intangible, and that's just something that's direct as a hard dollar savings that the CFO likes to see. And some things are just darn intangible that are hard to prove, but maybe the client says, you know what, John, we know that the storage solution that we currently have has caused this amount of downtime in the last 18 months, and we're a kind of a business like E-Trade that if we're down, we're losing revenue, and darn it, we can quantify that we lost, $1 million an hour for 10 hours, and we can't afford to do that anymore. So I'll ask the client, well, can I put $4 million of savings in there if you believe it, that we can eliminate that? Client says, well, that's pretty intangible, even though I feel pretty heated about it. Then the model allows you to ratchet it down. It has little levers that you can say, well, will you give us 50% of that? So the benefits are all calculated. If you'll come down to the next slide, here's where you build a lot of credibility. And, we as sellers are nervous because everybody's talking discount. And what I like to do when I'm with a client, the IBMers kind of shrink and get a little nervous, and the business partners, because I say to the client, we want to add every cost in there for this proposed solution. Because I know that if the client buys into the bottom line business value approach, it won't matter iota by adding another $50,000 in services or $200,000 in hardware. I'd rather tell the client up front, why don't we add the kind of services that are required to implement this deal sooner and more on time with higher degree of success than take a chance of just buying software and no services. So the model allows you to add all kinds of costs. I always tell the IBMers and the business partners, gross it up. Don't give me any discounts yet. Let me go in there with full pricing or something a little off, but let's not discount. And then I'll even add labor costs from the customer to implement the project. So you build a lot of credibility in this area. And then next chart is 16. Is what I like about 16 is this is a sample of the output for PowerPoint purposes. Is I always sit on this chart, and as a seller, I thought I was pretty smart and pretty good with the years of experience and yada, yada. But isn't it funny? Here's John Eller touting on this phone call, how good this is. But if you never ask the client what their key criteria for making a business decision, you'll just run these reports and they'll look at them and you'll never know. So it's like when I sold clothes, if somebody said, well, these jeans, Levi jeans, shrink, my next question was, do you want them to shrink? And by how much? So the key thing here, what's outlined in red, is, yeah, there's an ROI of 177%. Is that good? Is it bad? Is it right on? I don't know. I look, stop, pause, ask the client, is ROI an important criteria for a go or no-go? Yes, it is. Well, if it is, what kind of ROI do you as a company look at within IT? Well, we typically look for an ROI of anything greater than 125%. I was on Intel for a number of years, and I kept running out. Here I am running out financial business line, business value ideas and reports, and I kept thinking that 14-month payback, and payback is really purely this: is for every dollar that the customer spends, when will they get the dollar back? So if I spend a dollar, will I get benefits back that'll pay it back in 12 months, and then everything after that is profit. Or benefit, full gross benefit. Well, I was running reports out there, 13, 14-month payback, which I thought was pretty darn good. And the CFO finally, he smirked and he looked at me and said, Eller, you think you're pretty smart. Why haven't you ever asked me what our criteria for payback is? And I said, well, I guess I assume that 13, 14 months was pretty darn good. And he says, we don't look at anything. I don't care what it is if it's not 12 or less. So I hang on this chart. Just remember that we can show the ROI and all that, but let's find out what their key metrics is and what their cutoff is. Okay, we're going to go through this next thing, a couple things real quick. Go to chart 18. This is a great chart. This is one you ought to carry in your toolkit and pull it out and put it to the client, because if you're engaged in a competitive situation, your competition is going to want to have you focus on the dark navy blue portion of this pie chart. And, my cost is this, IBM's cost is this, the purchase price of this software and this hardware. And if you can't get them to expand the view of the total cost of ownership for a storage solution and managing that solution over a period of time, then we're in trouble. So this pie chart, what I like is it shows, not IBM showing it, but an independent consultant's report of the true cost of storage management, is not only the acquisition cost, but administrative, downtime, hardware management, backup restore, environmentals, and this one kind of gives you a cheat sheet of where SVC and TPC, and TSM impact. So that's what the model will do, is it'll impact other areas of the cost of running that environment so that the value of those benefits will come out. If you come down to the next chart, the model calculates business as usual for, if you've got so many terabytes of disk on the floor, online disk, and your growth is this and your utilization is this, then the model calculates what you're going to have to buy from a hardware standpoint. And so it shows that cost of storage over a 3-5 year time frame. If you go down to the next slide, chart 20, with our solutions, and this is an example of SVC and TPC, the model will kick in and say, look, you can get increased utilization through space reclamation and data consolidation through SVC and TPC. That's that first red bullet. The model does all that calculation for you. It'll do data migration to Tier 2 storage. SVC does that nicely, and by doing so, it moves to a cheaper cost of storage. And then Tier 3, again, TPC and TSM, you can archive non-critical data. So you're going to improve your utilization of your costlier storage, and you're going to move things to your less cost storage. So this is what the model does for you, which is really powerful. And the next chart, 21, is it calculates with SVC and TPC as picked as the solution, what will it be now? And then the model will show the difference. So come to the chart 22. On chart 22, for example, we know that EMC has a function called PowerPath that has a cost to it, to the client, that they pay on a maintenance basis. Well, with SVC, that function is included. And so the model can calculate, knowing the number of servers, the estimated annual cost of per server for the PowerPath. The model will eliminate that as a benefit because you've got it included in SVC. If you go down to the next chart, 23, there's value assigned to non-disruptive migration. And SVC has got, we have white papers on this. We have documentation proving that SVC can benefit in reduction in planned downtime, reduction in IT overtime, and reduction in competitive services. So, again, the model calculates this for you. These are benefits. Instead of reducing the cost of the software solution and discounts, now you're getting full benefits out, and you're getting the client to agree to this, which is powerful. Go to the next slide deck, slide 24, and the model calculates by functional area within storage, where will SVC, TPC, TSM, HSM, other storage-related solutions impact functional areas within storage management where you can get employee productivity improvements, which the model will calculate. You can either, one, through attrition, or move these people to some other project, but at least identifies that you can do this with less, another benefit. You come down to chart 25. This is the one that I really, used to discount and not give it a lot of thought. I always leave it as a placeholder in building increased availability. The model will calculate for a company that relies on high availability, revenue lost when they're down for an hour or two, they're screaming, they're losing money, they're losing clients. The model will calculate the value of that revenue loss, less any expenses to generate that revenue, and it'll calculate it and throw it in as a value benefit. I leave it in as a placeholder. When I discuss it with the client, I just throw it up and I go quiet. I let the client decide whether it's keep it in or keep it out. For many of the justifications that we've done over the last 3 years, they'll leave it in and even jack it up higher because it's very important. If you come down to some other benefits, green, slide 26, we've now improved this model to take into consideration environmental costs and green impact. And finally, the last chart, 27, before I turn it over to Tim, or actually for Robbie for Q&A, is this is there's numbers of training collateral on the website for both business partners and IBMers. And you kind of get a sense that I am I like to have fun, but I'm a serious guy when it comes to helping clients make a more informed business decision. That's me at Halloween in California. and I'm the local monster in the neighborhood, but I'm not the monster to the people on this call. In fact, I tell Tim and anybody who listens to me that I'm 24/7, and my cell phone is in here, I think. My email address is in here, and Tim's is too. There's a we have some help to the business partners. This tool, you download the tool. It's desktop friendly. It's there's a server version also. There's no charge, and we can get you up and running after a few hours of, for example, for the partners that may be on this call. I've had people leave the call and call me back and say, John, would you do a training for an hour and a half or 2 hours for my people at the, within my firm? Absolutely. And will I do, if there's managers on this call, will I do a training for that group? Absolutely. And there are people worldwide like me that will do the same. So that's how you get support. If you go to the last page, is how you register to get the tool, if you're an IBMer and if you're a business partner. And finally, the slide 29 is a little more instructions for business partners. And slide 30 is where I say thank you very much. And again, the tool is worldwide. I cover Latin America, and I don't speak any Portuguese or Spanish, but they were quick to understand in less than an hour that this could help them too. With that, Robbie, I'm going to turn it over for Q&A.
Thank you. The question and answer session will be conducted electronically. If you would like to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad at this time. And if you're using a speakerphone, please make sure your mute function is turned off to allow your signal to reach our equipment. Again, star 1 for questions. And we'll take our first question from Eckhard Siegfried.
Yeah, that's Eckhard Siegfried from Mainz, Germany. I have just one question with respect to the benefit section. I understand absolutely. But, for example, for the Sun volume controller, how to get the cost section set up? Because I need to know exactly what kind of configuration I do have, because I always get zeros in the cost section.
Okay.
What's the problem?
Okay. Oh, are you talking about you're actually using the tool?
Yeah. Okay. I try to use it.
Okay. Okay, good. And that's okay. You know what? In the cost section of the tool, you know, what I typically do is, you know, you have to do a little handwork for the configuration of what the tool does not do configuration. It does not do anything. You have to fill out the cost form. You have to input your generic, hey, I think my hardware costs are going to be this. I think my software costs for SVC are going to be this. So it doesn't do any configuration.
Mm-hmm.
You have to do that in advance. So of the 300 that I've done, the IBM team has typically done all the configurations and all the pricing on the hardware and software. They fill out this form that I have that says, now give it to me in bulk. I mean, it doesn't do configurations.
Mm-hmm.
But what you input is, okay, well, we know the hardware is $150,000. I'll use U.S. dollars, $200,000. So it does not do configurations. But once you put that number in the cost section, it will then do the arithmetic and the math, and if you want it to...
Yeah, okay, that's what I understand. But sometimes it's very hard to estimate what will be the software cost, especially for SVC, because then you need to know what's the storage cost, and you have to think on what are the license costs for copy functions and all this stuff, and that's quite very complicated, especially in the SVC task. And I saw that especially for the server consolidation part, there are all the list prices in.
Yeah, and it's a good point. The point is, this tool has been expanded to not just storage. I mean, it does server consolidation. It does all kinds of things. And the answer to that is each group that has enabled with this tool has basically funded it and said, this is how we want it. And the server consolidation people, you know, they said, we want it down to that kind of a detailed level.
Mm-hmm.
So my only answer, and since I don't do that, my answer is, I haven't found it to be a problem. It's not done in the tool. What the problem is I have to tell the IBMers, that the people who are doing the configuration, you got a challenge because I can't provide that for you. You're going to have to figure that part out and provide it to me to put into the model.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Sorry, I couldn't give you a better answer, but that's
yeah. Okay.
That's
thank you.
Out.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Once again, if you'd like to ask a question, it is star 1. We'll go next to Paul Edelman.
Hey, John. Hey,
hey,
how are you doing?
Nice to talk with you, Paul. Yeah.
But, hey, great tool and great presentation of the value of it. Hey, my question is kind of a higher level question regarding how much liberty we have with the license for this tool. Specifically, let me give you a customer example. I was at a customer the other day, and they loved it. The presentation I gave on IBM logo with the alien logo. And now he wants to take it up forward to his CFO and his decision makers with his logo on it. Do we have a problem with
No. We don't have a problem. I mean, I think what you don't want to do is you don't want to eliminate the, if you remember on the cover sheets and all that, the disclaimers by Alinean. I mean, obviously you want to recognize the fact that this thing is, created by Alinean.
Yeah.
And then I always know every document I've created, as long as the client's okay with putting their logo on it, And I always even, Paul, I add my own disclaimer on top saying this is, for illustrative purposes only, client refinement, client data is responsibility of the client, that kind of stuff.
Yeah, I just want to make sure we didn't have any legal obligations to keep somebody's RBMs tacked on to aliens. Okay.
No.
Okay, great tool, by the way.
Thanks, Paul. And you got my message, right?
I did. Thank you, sir.
Okay, good. All right. Any other questions?
Again, star one if you'd like to ask a question. And it appears we have no further questions.
Okay.
All right, this is Tim Evers. Just to do a quick recap. Certainly would like to thank John Eller for his time and expertise today on the call. Obviously, it's very clear that he's got a lot of experience with the tool, both from a business perspective as well as a technical perspective. I encourage you really to if you haven't used the tool to download it, to go to the website, to understand how to use it. It's really something that's gonna take time for you to basically roll up your sleeves and get into the tool and really start doing some sensitivity analysis with some real-life customer data. That's the way that we've found the most success with storage sellers. But I encourage you to reach out to myself. My contact information is included in the presentation. You can reach me via Blue Pages as well. And then John Eller, obviously, is he's available 24/7. I can attest to that, so certainly reach out to him. And, we're accustomed to doing a lot of direct enablement, just one-on-one type of education sessions, if that's something of interest. So please, don't hesitate at all to reach out to us, to help you better understand the tool, how to use it, how to apply it to certain sales opportunities that you're currently working on for second half of 08. So basically, once again, thank you for everyone's time today. Hopefully we've impressed upon you the importance of using this tool throughout the sales process to really start stimulating some business-level discussion with your customers. Obviously, features and functions and technical capabilities of all of our Tivoli storage products are very, very critical, but at the same time, I can assure you that a lot of our competitors like EMC, Commvault, Microsoft are engaging in business-level discussions around ROI, around cost-benefit analysis, and we really need to make sure we're doing the same as well to be successful. So with that, thank you again for your time today. Best of luck in third quarter and in second half, and please don't hesitate to reach out to us. Take care, and I'll talk to you soon.
That does conclude today's conference. You may disconnect your lines at this time.